So I read through the Gateway Project, the section where they started talking about how the way the universe is set up, it points back to God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And so that was like page 24 onward. And they concluded that it's a holographic reality, and it's a spiral in the center. And it's like shaped like an egg, and the earth is right up towards the top of the egg. This is what they said. I'm not saying I agree or disagree right now, but I'm just telling you what they said. I know it's a hologram, and they said that the reason it lines up with God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is because the creation is like an image. The hologram is like an image, a projected image. And the hologram as a projected image has to have encoded in it the attributes of Source. And so the Bible says God made all things through Jesus. And so Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily. So everything has to be a projected image from Source, through Him, to Him, from Him, through Him, and to Him. So Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily. You see in Revelation, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit is pretty much everywhere. So it's a projected holographic reality from Source or from God. And the reason you're able to see God is through Jesus, the creation, because you're a created being. Otherwise, how would you see us? How would you have any concept of Source without Jesus? So in other words, what I'm saying is, since God is love, right? And you're a created being. Without Jesus, you wouldn't understand love. Without Jesus, you wouldn't understand truth. Without Jesus, you wouldn't understand anything. You couldn't exist without Jesus. In other words, if Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily, and God made all things through Jesus, you wouldn't exist. You couldn't think. You couldn't be excited. You couldn't be happy. You couldn't be sad. You couldn't be anything. You couldn't even be without Jesus. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because through Jesus, by Jesus, because of Jesus, there's a creation. What Jesus did, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, He already knew mankind would fall. He already knew man would sin. So without Jesus, you couldn't feel anything. You couldn't exist. Think about what I'm saying. God is a spirit. God created the material realm, the creation, heaven and earth. He created something according to the Gateway Project. It's a projected hologram. And my research says it's a projected hologram. I agree with them from my research, but I came to the conclusion through the etymology and through the object lessons. I came to the conclusion and just observation. They did it some other way. I don't need to do it their way. I already came to my own conclusion through meditation. And I don't mean sitting in the corner saying, "Om." I'm just saying using my brain, thinking about stuff, cutting the noise off and just being in thought process. A projected hologram that was created by Jesus, held together by Jesus, and it all is sustained by Jesus. And so you couldn't even exist without Jesus. You couldn't even talk or think or anything. Eat. That's why He says, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh. He is eternal life. You can't even exist without Jesus. Now, what about that, sinner man? lost, hellbound sinner. There can't even be fire without Jesus. There can't be water without, there can't be anything without Jesus. It's a projected holographic reality, and it's a fractal, and it's a multidimensional. In other words, any word that you can think of, it is. Any word you can think of, it is. Esoteric, literal, figurative. People say, well, is it literal or symbolic? All the above. It's everything. Is it literal? Yes. Is it symbolic? Yes. Is it spiritual? Yes. Is it metaphorical? Yes. It's all the above. A lot of people still in division. Some of these gurus that say, oh, I'm above division. And then they attack somebody and says, well, you think the Bible's literal. It is literal. It can be literal and spiritual at the same time. Long story short, everything is everything. Somebody said one time, everything is a thing. Everything has a meaning. Everything is a thing because everything has a meaning. Everything has a function. Everything has another type and shadow, object, lesson, whatever you want to call it. Everything is a thing. Anyway, I'm going to talk about that some more, but I just wanted to say that the Gateway Project agrees that it's a projected hologram and is held together by the Son, which is Jesus, S-O-N. And by Him, all things exist. Otherwise, this place wouldn't even exist.